This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've got mine sitting right here. My Aero Precision build. Every part but the butt stock is Aero Precision. That means it's excellent. We have long been used to the fact that banks and credit unions have to report to the federal government any transaction greater than $10,000. And this goes back to 1970, when $10,000 was equivalent to around $70,000 today. This law is a way to track criminal activity such as bank fraud. But how would you feel if the government requires banks to report to the government, i.e. the IRS, every transaction of $600 or more? Which, you know, that means every time I don't have too many payments except for some credit card payments that are below $600. Well, Democrats passed their $3.5 trillion American Families Plan. That's exactly what's going to happen. WBNS, an Ohio affiliate of CBS, has a good summary of how the proposed government incursion into just about every American bank and credit union account would work. Under the proposed legislation, financial institutions would report data on financial accounts in an information return. The annual return will report gross inflows and outflows with a breakdown for physical cash, transactions with a foreign account, and transfers to and from another account with the same owner. This requirement would apply to all business and personal accounts from financial institutions, including bank, loan, and investment accounts. With the exception of accounts below a low de minimis gross flow threshold of $600, a fair market value of $600. And the measure, if approved, would begin in 2023. So, we can verify for you, yes, under President Biden's proposed legislation, the IRS would have more information on financial accounts with more than $600. Now, for those of us who feel that the government and its tech affiliates have way too much access already to Americans' private information, this is one more way it can deprive you of privacy. And really, when you consider that the Supreme Court's entire Roe v. Wade justification for abortion was that the Constitution has an implicit guarantee of privacy, it's outrageous that the pro-abortion Democrat government wants to lay bare to the IRS every aspect of our financial lives. Tucker Carlson had a brief segment about the proposed law during which he and his guests pointed out that, one, this will drive people to cryptocurrency, and two, that banks hate the idea because, A, it will drastically increase their reporting costs, and B, they will lose customers to cryptocurrency. You know, there's lots of places that your money might be safer than a bank, money as a physical entity, as a physical thing, where it is locked in a vault. Well, that's one thing. I understand that. But now money is becoming a concept. It's becoming information. It's becoming an electronic impulse. And now it's the way they're trying to mess with the banks, and the way they're trying to alter the banks, this would make the banks a holding area for the IRS to tromp around and pry into everything about what you've spent money on, what you've done with your money, where it's gone to. And that's a problem. That's a problem. See, the problem here is that we are asleep. We're sleeping through our own version of a red dawn. Figuratively, somewhere an alarm is ringing, but our eyes are still sleepy and thick. We hit snooze and turn our faces away from the light, but it's time to wake up. And the outrages are piling up quickly now. Like snow in a blizzard, they make every new step more ponderous than the last. We're overwrought. We're overwhelmed. It's difficult to know which way to turn. All of this by design. Absent clear and decisive action, a red dawn will become a red day. And then even the little brown shirts of the media and the universities will realize that something magnificent has been irretrievably lost, and their lives will change forever. Now, the mainstream media would not know the truth if they fell over it. They broadcast mostly bald-faced lies, speaking with anger and righteous indignation. And, I'm sure they were mentored by Joe Biden. His reckless falsehoods are accelerating, and in just the past weeks he's demonstrated repeatedly that his words mean absolutely nothing. He disregarded his promise not to leave Americans behind in Afghanistan or to mandate vaccines, with all of the aplomb and mendacity of a general who claims to worry about white rage while promising to pass military secrets to the Chinese. The media are now trying to gild the likes of George Bush and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Liz Cheney. Most of those who once offered them their sacred vote resent this. All they can see is betrayal stretching back as far as memory will allow, with past events now seen in a completely different light. It's gotten to the point where it's almost axiomatic. If the media supports it, it can't be trusted. And the media may realize in time that they were the instruments of their own destruction. The deep state will not share its power with the media or with anybody else. Joe Biden doesn't like the media. The lies that they freely broadcast today will become the truths that they are forced to broadcast tomorrow. Their large salaries and lavish entitlements will fall by the wayside because they will join the ranks of the workers' paradise. Same could be said for academia, the rot they have willfully fed our children for generations. It's no longer going to be for their free choice. Most of their jobs will be gone, and what remains would more aptly be called the Ministry of Propaganda. And they, too, will take their place among the working poor. And the saddest part of the story is the young people. Having been so thoroughly indoctrinated, they have absolutely no idea how good their lives could be. And then instead, they're taught only grievances. If their utopian goals are realized, they will never have the chance to pursue their dreams to join the great American middle class because it won't be there anymore. It'll be gone. They will be put to work, and their options in life will be severely limited. You take all the tests and then work where you're assigned, because then the state owns you. And when we get back, we're going to look at how this manages to actually continue to perpetuate itself, if you will. Because it's interesting to watch the process. This is Lock and Load.
Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, earlier I was talking about, this latest thing with the banks and how it's hidden. It's hidden in this bill, this gigantic $3.5 trillion bill they're trying to shove through the Congress. And I talked about, I talked earlier about how everybody that thinks, all the useful idiots that will aid and abet this stuff, they too will be subjugated. Now, some of you and some of them would scoff at what I'm saying. But it doesn't take a genius to see this sad reality wherever communism has taken root in the world. Our homegrown communists believe that they're the ones that can do communism right. They can build back better. It is, of course, all folly. Nobody does communism better. Governance by coercion creates poverty, misery, and more coercion. What about China? China is still a communist hellhole as recently as the 1990s. It has evolved into something more akin to fascism, with private industry layered into communism's dictatorial roots. An incredible influx of capital from the West has allowed the Chinese Communist Party to build modern cities and what may soon be the world's most formidable military, but the Chinese people are still the property of the state, and they must toe the party line or risk disappearing. In the cities, they're warehoused in dull utilitarian high-rise buildings where they're placated with broadly increasing salaries, manifold technologies, and a mobility that has not been experienced for generations. Most of it courtesy of the West, and more specifically the United States. The rural areas, amounting to roughly half the population, are still mired in abject poverty and lacking a free enterprise engine to drive their economy. If the Western money spigot is ever turned off, China would revert to an ugly communist pit with only the rusting material remnants of prosperity. The United States will share that fate if we do not have the strength to turn back the red tide that now threatens to wash away our most revered beliefs and institutions. We still have time, but we keep hitting snooze. J.R.R. Tolkien wrote in The Lord of the Rings, "The days have gone down in the west behind the hills into the shadow. Who shall gather the smoke from the dead wood burning or behold the flowing years from the sea returning?" Indeed. Now, along with this, we get this. Now, this has slipped off. This also slipped under my radar. There's so much stuff going on right now. So many layered outrages that are just being laid upon us. This absurdity and dysfunction of the Biden administration is so pervasive that it is easy to become numb to it. And that's what a lot of numb people out there. But every now and again, something happens that is so inconceivable that you need to stop, just take stock at just how far we have fallen as a country in the short time Biden's occupied the White House. And the latest example comes from the National Archives, the federal entity entrusted with preserving our most significant records and documents, including those which established the United States as an independent nation. Images of those original documents, which includes the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, are now displayed on the National Archives website with a harmful language alert. The advisory warns the content in the documents may, among other things, be outdated, offensive, racist, and discriminatory. The alert was placed on the website by the National Archives and Records Administration, a collection of D.C. bureaucrats who obviously believe they're smarter, more enlightened, morally superior to those whose genius and vision and courage led to the formation of the United States to begin with. Their explanation of the alert even suggests that they will improve upon the output of the founders and even their predecessor archivists through a process of self-examination and constant revision to root out any hint of what they consider biases and prejudices and harmful language in their own work product. There's nothing wrong with choosing one's words carefully, taking into account a broad range of perspectives, and maybe these people who work here are surely entitled in their private capacities to hold whatever view of America's constitutional republic and founding ideals they want. But it's difficult to imagine how a sovereign nation can continue as such if the very government-appointed guardians of its history presume to apply their own political, cultural, and aesthetic sensibilities to critique and criticize, in their official capacity, the country's most fundamental and enduring precept. Signature moment in the career of the government's most powerful officers is when they're sworn into office by taking an oath, something with a hand placed on a sacred religious text, promising to defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States. But here we have the bureaucrats at NARA believing themselves to be over and above the document, which after all established the form of government that eventually led to their own existence, and that allows such existence to be sustained at the public's expense. It is a breathtaking example of arrogance and biting the hand that feeds you. And a media inquiry happened in July 2021. They defended themselves by claiming the harmful language alert is not connected to any specific records, but appears at the top of the page while you're using the online National Archives catalog. But it all happened. It all happened on Biden's watch, as it continues to happen on Biden's watch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key FDA advisory panel is voting against COVID-19 booster shots. The panel was overwhelmingly against the Pfizer COVID booster shots for people 16 and older. President Biden had said he wanted to start a booster program as soon as next week. The United States is admitting it mistakenly killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan. General Kenneth McKenzie saying warplanes targeted the wrong vehicle in Kabul, thinking it was an ISIS-K suicide bomber.
This strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it.
10 people were killed, including 7 children. The strike happened after 13 U.S. troops were killed in a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. As far as if anyone will be disciplined for the accidental bombing, General McKenzie says he has no updates on personnel. This is USA Radio News. A parent is speaking out as the search continues for his daughter. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod News Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
Gabby Petito's biological father, Joseph Petito, telling Fox News yesterday it's extremely frustrating knowing that the fiancé knows something and he simply isn't talking, and neither is his family.
We're all trying to find the answer, and the only person who knows it, you know, is sitting over in their house over there.
Now, her stepfather is expressing the same kind of frustration.
It's absolutely absurd. You refer to her as the love of your life. Everything seemed to be happy. Why? Why are you silent?
In another development, authorities in Wyoming have begun a search of a site near Grand Teton National Park where the two were last seen together in late August.
An FDA advisory panel is continuing their all-day hearing regarding COVID-19 booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, for a lot of people, this concept of the deep state was just that. It was nothing more than a concept, nothing to be believed. Most of the nation doesn't even care about this, which is the craziest part of it for me. That's the part that just makes me sputter when I think about it. And yet, now we have a nice illustrative incident to really point it out. Because here we have this rogue general aiding and abetting a foreign power, the only power that really threatens us the most, the power that we have actually gotten in bed with more than once. And the one time we get a president gets out there and holds their feet to the fire, so to speak, we have a general that comes in and he does some stuff that borders on high treason. This is but one glaring fusillade in a years-long crusade by America's decrepit ruling class to condemn and ultimately subjugate you and me, the deplorables, the wrong thinkers, and all the others with a conservative or traditionalist worldview. Is a shot across the bow in that roiling, cold domestic conflict and a clarion call as to the relevant stakes. And the stakes are high. They are so high. And it's also a brazen assault on one of the most rudimentary defining features of America's constitutional order. An assault that exposes the lie that the ruling class and its left-wing echo chamber cares one iota about the very democracy they invariably claim to cherish. Now, I can recap if you want me to. I mean, maybe you just tuned in. I don't know. If you've been listening all along, please, I'm sorry. Please bear with me. There's a leak from a forthcoming book from by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. I'm probably going to buy that one. I haven't bought a book in a while. Called Peril. It claims that 2 days after the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot, Milley was so bothered by Donald Trump's demeanor and conduct that he deemed it necessary to take unilateral action outside the formal chain of command. Without, and I mean, he's got plenty of people above him to where he needs to go and check with somebody first. And he allegedly convened a rogue meeting with senior military officials in charge of the National Military Command Center, which is the Pentagon's de facto war room, to tell them not to accept military orders from anyone unless he was personally involved. And in effect, Milley, haunted by hysterical cable news-induced nightmares and caving to delusions of grandeur, took impetuous action to cut out the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces himself from the chain of command. And he did so, we're made to believe, out of fear that the lame duck president might launch a high-scale attack or nuclear weapon strike, perhaps against China. Now, although the qualifier allegedly is perhaps strictly necessary to describe his actions, it is worth noting that Milley's office responded to the leak by issuing a non-apology apology. We get Milley's calls with the Chinese and others in October and January. We're in keeping with his duties and responsibilities, conveying reassurance in order to maintain strategic stability. This is coming from spokeshole Colonel David Butler. So in short, we had no denial, which all but assuredly means the allegations from Peril are probably true. And since the statement, Joe Biden has resisted manifold calls for Milley's resignation, including one from Milley's former boss, former acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller, and even one from the notorious anti-Trump former National Security Council staffer, Alexander Vindman. And instead, he's pledged that he has great confidence in Milley. And people, there is no clearer example of how the American ruling class is drunk on power and how little it cares for any and all obstacles standing in the way of its accumulation and exercise of that power than this one. And it also just so happens that in this instance, those obstacles take the form of the quintessential defining feature of what usually separates a democracy or a republican form of governance from a dictatorship: ultimate civilian control of the military. In undermining that ultimate civilian control, Milley and his apologists are playing with fire. Because these guys don't have the support that they think they have. And it's bitterly ironic, too, that the same left-wingers who oppose Trump on ostensibly fascist or authoritarian grounds, while simultaneously preaching about the imperative to save our democracy, are now the ones who seemingly without fail are defending this yahoo, this traitor, who's taken the blowtorch to what it means for us as a country. And this is the same guy who openly defended the merits of studying critical race theory in the military, and in general seems far more preoccupied with preening for holier-than-thou wokesters than he does about ensuring the U.S. Armed Forces are adequately prepared to hunt down and kill America's enemies in the most efficient, ruthless way possible. And, that's their job. That's the job. Okay? So in short, as National Review's Dan McLaughlin tweeted to Mark Milley, the General Lee has been dead for 151 years as a dire threat, but the General Lee, who commands the world's largest army on behalf of a murderous tyranny, is a buddy chum. And that's damning beyond all other words. His direct attack on civilian control of the military is but the latest indication that our wokeist ruling class will take no prisoners in a systemic assault upon the very pillars of the American constitutional order. From Trump-era deep state malfeasance to imperious progressive judging to a woke Joint Chiefs chairman feeling justified in removing the duly elected commander-in-chief from the military chain of command. The ruling class has completely unmasked now in front of you. They think they have nothing to fear from you. They think you can be sufficiently cowed and put away. They've revealed the depths to which they're willing to sink in order to enact their agenda and force the political opposition to bend the knee. Your eyes should be wide open now. The onus is now on the deplorables to resist such an anti-constitutional, anti-American trampling. Right now, some of you don't feel that. But it's there. It's there. It has inched around. I seriously thought that this would not happen in my lifetime. I thought that the rate of deterioration has accelerated. And now we find ourselves in a moment where it's out there for us to see. And some of us, they see, but they're not recognizing what they see. Pity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So we have this now, and we need to take stock and get, we need to pull back a little bit from this, what's occurred here, and get everything at one shot. We need to take everything in and get everything in one shot right now and understand what happened. Now, Mark Milley did the one thing a military officer is never supposed to do. You never ignore the chain of command. You cannot ignore the chain of command. You certainly cannot usurp the civilian command. There's a lot of reasons to not go along with the civilian command, and you can always quit, resign, get out of the military, and that's fine. But that's the way this is set up, and this is the way it works. And if we're not going to do that, then we're going to have bigger problems. And if you're going to commit treason while doing it, well, that becomes a bigger problem. But then, let's look at Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi, if you recall, completely failed to secure the Capitol on January the 6th. She completely, I mean, they put the calls out to get people to help them. And they didn't, and they wouldn't. Capitol Police was asking for them. They were being shot down by Pelosi. Then she picks up the phone and flatly lies to Milley about Trump, with the unhinged speaker saying that this to a very receptive general, if they couldn't even stop him from an assault on the Capitol, who even knows what else he may do? And is there anybody in charge at the White House who's doing anything but kissing his fat butt all over this? He's crazy. You know he's crazy. He's been crazy for a long time. So don't say you don't know what his state of mind is. To which Milley is said to reply, Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything. Where do we begin? Well, first fact. Trump never ordered an assault on the Capitol. When he was still speaking, the assaulters were already there. He was still speaking at the Ellipse. what was planned was put into play, and it was happening. And this is a flat-out lie that Pelosi repeats endlessly. He asked his supporters to march peacefully and patriotically to protest at the Capitol. That's not the call of an insurrectionist. You can only be struck by the reality that the only crazy person in the Pelosi-Millie conversation was the authoritarian-minded Pelosi herself, who's a gaseous, batty windbag of nervousness, jumbled thoughts, and a lust for power and control. And to be plain, in that discussion, what they were about was the real insurrection in January, with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a general straight out of the 60s thrill of 7 days in May, urged on by a crazed Speaker Pelosi. The question becomes, what do we do about this? Now, without question, his mind-blowing conversation with his Chinese counterpart, telling him that he, Milley, will call the Chinese general ahead of time, is a direct violation of the constitutional chain of command. All kinds of military leaders have said this, calling for his resignation or for severe disciplinary action, or both. And others are saying he should be tried for treason for colluding with a foreign power, distinctly and deliberately undercutting the duly elected civilian commander-in-chief. But the other obvious question here is what to do with Pelosi. Now, if the Woodward book is accurate, the Speaker of the House was involved in a potential military coup against the elected President of the United States. As the New York Post's Miranda Devine has written, Milley was also in direct contact with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, at whose direction he appears to have initiated not only the Pentagon meeting, but overtures to the heads of the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency. Not to mention that, you know, that controversial call to General Lee. So the question becomes, are the members of the U.S. House going to sit idly by? Are they going to look into this? Where are the January 6th committee Republican House members Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger? They had no problem with good old Pelosi urging the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to commit treason. Is that what we believe? Is that real? I think it has to be asked. But the main thing to understand here is that no matter what has happened, no matter what does occur, none of this is going to go away anytime soon. None of it. And therein lies our problem. It's not going to go away. This will become, you know, you get out there and you look at things and you're like, I see these people doing these things where they're, people say, okay, this is going to be a, this is going to be a, but it never occurs. How many people sat by and watched the Republicans when they had the House and the presidency and the Senate hold all these hearings? How many people were held to account with that? How many? I can help you with that. None were. None were held to account with that. We got to start holding people to account because they're getting away with murder here in some cases. Don't forget that the only person killed during the January 6th insurgency was an unarmed female. It doesn't matter that she was an unarmed female. It doesn't matter. Unarmed female, male, whatever. Killed for coming through a window by a guy who will tell you all day about how courageous he was doing that. He was a courageous dude, I'm telling you. All of this stuff that you've been seeing for the longest time is a subterfuge. Well, the Democrats have gotten to this point where they don't believe that they have to any longer employ the subterfuge. They believe that they can now do it in plain sight. And therein lies the problem. When they're no longer afraid of being seen, my question is why? Are they that arrogant? Are they that foolhardy? I don't know. Whatever it is, it is definitely provoking to me to think of this. But, like I said, these things that they're doing, they're doing it out in the open, they're doing it in front of us, and they're doing it at their own peril, because at some point, it'd be very easy just to flip a switch at any given time. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to get to finally talk to Dean Weingarten this week. Haven't had a chance to do that yet, and, you know, that's always a hot time for me, but what do you think? Do you think we're ready to move on and do what we got to do? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.